Welcome. You're listening to Ask the Doulas, a podcast where we talk to experts from all over the country about topics related to pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and early parenting. Let's chat.
Hello, this is Kristen with Ask the Doulas, and I am excited to chat with Mariah Adaipi today. Welcome, Mariah.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So you and I have connected a couple different times, and we saw each other recently at DoulaCon.
Yes.
Where you were presenting, I was as well. So I'd love to have you start with a bit of your background. I know you have a nursing background as well as military. So to get to this point of working in the pregnancy and postnatal space, I'd love to hear like how you journeyed and chose labor and delivery as your specialty.
Oh, yes. It was a long journey. I started in the Air Force as a medic, and then halfway through, I was commissioned because I went to nursing school. So that's how that happened. And you have a choice. You could do med surg or OB. And I originally was going to do med surg because I have a emergency room background, actually. But it had been over a decade of me doing that. So I decided for something different. And I opted for OB. And I had my very first labor and delivery assignment in England.
Wow. And
yeah, that I think was one of the pivotal things about the way I turned out to be, because I didn't start labor and delivery because I had this passion for it. I started it because I just wanted to change from emergency medicine. And they train us. And during that training, I'm a pretty big perfectionist, I guess you could say. And I felt like they weren't giving me enough training to help women with their pain, whether or not it was a natural, unmedicated, or just somebody dealing with an induction. That if it wasn't medical, if it wasn't IV medication or pills, I wasn't really getting any training. So I actually within the first me being a nurse, I was also older too. I had a 15-year-old and I was almost 40, I think around 37, 38 years old. So I started researching how to help women, and I came along what doulas are and do, and I never really heard of them. And I just saw all this like comfort measures. So
yes.
I was like, well, they're not teaching me how to do these comfort measures. And I remembered in my birth, nobody helped me. I had a pretty, like, it wasn't a good birth experience. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And so I remembered nobody helping me. And when I saw that that could have been an option, I said, well, I'm going to know how to do this. Like, I remembered just being like left alone and not even a suggestion, like not even like, here's a birth ball, nothing. Like, it was stay in the bed, right?
Yeah.
It was in 95. I had my son in 95. And so when I looked up doulas, I was in Virginia, because that's where the training was. So I was stationed in England, but doing my training in Virginia.
Okay.
And I happened to find a lady named Kathy Stewart, who is a Dona doula trainer in Richmond, which was about 60 miles from me. So I call her up and I said, hey, can I come to one of your workshops? And she said, yeah, sure. I really didn't know what I was getting into.
Okay.
But what she was teaching, they don't teach nurses, right? And I thought, wow, like, this is important. They need to teach nurses this. And so I kind of thought, oh, this was the answer to everything. And I went back to England, and of course they threw every natural labor they could at me.
Since you had the training, it's like, okay, Mariah's got it.
Yeah, she loves it. It's like the life commercial. Hey, get Mikey, he loves it.
Yeah, that's how it goes with nurses in my area who are spinning babies trained. They end up working with me more often than not.
Yeah. So what happened though was it wasn't always working, all these natural comfort measures, right? We were still getting stuck at 8 centimeters. We were still, sometimes she would opt for the epidural out of exhaustion, or it would end up in C-section. And I was still kind of frustrated. And that's how I found spinning babies. So that was back like in, 2011, 2012,
okay,
something like that. Long time. And I took my first workshop and I said, oh, this is a big missing piece of the puzzle. That was the first time I'd ever heard the term myofascia. I didn't know what myofascia was. And there wasn't a lot of information. Like this, there was Facebook, but it wasn't the social media platform it is today. There was no TikTok. There was barely YouTube. YouTube had a few things on there. So I was very intrigued with myofascia. What I found for myself, like I said, I'm a perfectionist. So when I really am connecting with something, and I just got to know how to do it. I got to be the best at it, basically. But I was also a new labor and delivery nurse. I was also a new nurse. I was also with the doula background that's not common for nurses, especially in 2010, 2011. And then I go to a spinning babies workshop. So then it was like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain that. So in order to try to get it taken seriously, I studied myofascia because I felt like there was something in that, and I could maybe explain that to these doctors and nurses to make sense of it. Doing
In a
like
more
they,
medical way than just physicians for
yeah,
labor.
yeah, yeah, because it was like, how do I get them to understand that this is not a comfort measure? How do I get them to understand that it's more scientific than they think, right? Because they'd never heard of it. The people I worked with in England had never heard of it. And I was still trying to figure it out. So a few years went by and I had a couple of bases. What happened would be they would start to kind of listen to me. I mean, I even brought my own peanut ball. That's how long ago this was. We didn't
Wow.
have peanut balls, or I buy my own
So nice to
equipment.
have all those tools in the hospital.
Yeah. So I finally, like I went from England, then I actually went and got stationed at Langley. And I ended up, because Carol Phillips is so close to Langley, I started taking her workshops for her dynamic body balancing. So I just really dove into the world of body work and fascia and that. And so, I mean, around 2015, I was with Gail and the Spinning Babies trainers when she first started that. And so for a couple of years, I was able to teach spinning babies, but then I got stationed in Italy. So when I got to Italy, everything changed. Everything was different. My access to communities was cut off, so to speak, because of being in Italy. And there's,
Time zone changes are so much. I mean, even virtually, your work would be limited.
well, there was no virtual then. There's no virtual. And then I'm in a country where they don't speak English. And
Right.
I
So
and
coaching is more established now than back then.
oh yeah. So I didn't, what I ended up doing was instead of staying with spinning babies, I started to study anatomy trains by Tom Myers. And so while I was in Italy, so in 2016, I was in Italy and I was studying anatomy trains and blowing my mind. Tom Myers just is so smart. And his book, Anatomy Trains, opened me up to this new understanding of fascia, like such a profound understanding of fascia.
Now, can you explain fascia for our listeners who don't fully understand? I've had fascia work, so I get it, but yeah, if you can explain that.
So originally, like I said, when I was on that journey of myofascia this and myofascia that, when I first started with spinning babies, I started to learn it was a connective tissue. That's all I could really get. So I was like, it's a connective tissue. It's weaves through the other fibers of your body, like your muscles and your tendons and your ligaments. And it kind of holds them. It's the scaffolding, and it's what keeps them together. And so that was the limited knowledge I had. And if the fascia was dry or dehydrated or unhealthy, maybe from overuse, underuse, injury, it sort of trapped your muscles from functioning the way they were meant to function, which was lengthen and shorten. So during that time, I actually became a certified personal trainer, certified corrective exercise specialist, and started learning more about fascia and how we create a limited range of motion. Or if you're an athlete, you might not be able to, say you're a marathon runner, you won't be able to run as well if your fascia starts to get overworked, because then the body starts to lose the integration of being structurally aligned. It starts getting pulled and the bones start to follow that. And then you start getting pain in your hip, pain in your foot, pain in your shoulder. And what I found while learning with fascia is when you do fascia work, the fascia is from head to toe. It is weaved through every centimeter of your body. So when you have a fascia restriction, say in your ankle, you may feel that in your shoulder.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's what blew me away. And I, because I had listening to people complain about their pain and how we always kept focusing, it's in my back. So that's where we focus, in the back. And I'm just not getting better. Then I started to learn through anatomy trains that it's the whole system. So moving a bit fast forward through 2016 to 18, I started to take training classes with Tom Myers and going to anatomy trains workshops. And I became a body worker. And I originally thought I would use it for athletes because of me taking the certified personal training and stuff. But as I was practicing, well, I'm a labor and delivery nurse, right? So I'm practicing on my patients. And
Right, might as well.
I was just like, I was blown away by the difference that it was making. There's like, I had so much better releases just with labor, taking those, the prodromal labor patterns or the just dysfunctional labor pattern. And
Yes. And for our listeners who don't understand prodromal, can you define that?
well, prodromal is this appearance of labor.
Yes.
They're very strong, and it's confusing because when the cervix is examined, it's maybe 1 or 2 centimeters. So, by definition, an active labor cervix is 5 or more centimeters. So, you have this mismatch going on. You only have a 2 centimeter cervix, but a woman really pounding out painful, strong contractions. Sometimes they're back to back, they don't get relief. Sometimes they're like, you get 1, 2, 3 in a row, and then a pause, and then a 1, 2. And but they're so strong that you're just like, this has got to be labor. And a dysfunctional labor pattern is just when the contractions are either too far spaced apart, that there's no momentum, or they're what we call coupling, where you got two in a row back to back, and then it's a pause, and then maybe 2 or 3, and then there's a pause. And so the body is just struggling to just kind of chug away, like go contract, like a contraction 2 or 3 minutes later, another contraction 2 or 3 minutes later, another contraction. That is the most optimal contraction pattern to keep it relatively equal between contractions, because then the body is just like driving smoothly, having that labor pattern that will create the dilation and the descent. And that's what we're looking for in a labor pattern. And when we
Because it
don't
can
see
be
it.
exhausting. I mean, it can be days of that at home before
Right.
getting admitted. And as you
Yes.
said about
Well, I
the.
think it can be also heartbreaking or even traumatizing for some when they don't understand what's happening and they show up at the hospital because that's where they're planning to birth, and they're sent home with
And then what
nothing.
do you do? And if they don't have a
Exactly.
doula, they're home by themselves.
Yeah. And that was for me where in my experience of we just the we had all military. That because I was a military nurse and I was overseas for most of it. And they weren't they didn't have doulas. There wasn't a big doula community, or there's language barriers and things, and information is not out there. They don't have I think doulas are a lot more popular now than they were 10 years ago
So
in my
true, yes.
community. And so these families were sent home to just be told, take Tylenol, Benadryl, or a bath. And honestly, you would see one of two things happening. They would come back frequently, and there would be some animosity building because they would be returned, like, no, you're not in
Right.
labor. You got to go back home.
They just
And
want to
then,
stay. Yeah.
yeah. And then even some women who were like, I planned a natural birth, but I can't, I've been like this for a week. I can't do this. I'm so tired. And I was like, this is so sad. And what I ended up doing was taking my training, the things I learned from fitting babies, the things I learned from Carol Phillips, my body work, and I started to do things in triage. And what I noticed was I tell when it's real labor, like you just see it enough. And I'm like, you know, this is probably kind of early labor for her, but I'm going to show them this. I call it my triage protocol or prodromal labor protocol. It's a protocol for me. That might be my military stuff, but
Yeah.
I have a certain, I do like five or six things, and they'll either feel better. So they say, okay, I feel better. I'm not in so much pain. I'm going to go home and we'll come back later. I also am teaching their partner that, you know, you can do this at home too. And then if they really were in labor, they would dilate. Sometimes we even had a baby in triage
Oh,
because
amazing.
prodromal labor to me is real labor.
It
Now
is,
that I,
it's effective. It's taking
well,
longer, but it's
it,
still
the
doing
reason
work.
it the reason it's taking longer, and this is my opinion, now I'm going to talk to you as the body worker, as soft tissue mobilization, is they are physically stuck. There's the when the fascia is not allowing the rest of the body to function, then everything gets stuck. So when I'm doing my, like, you can release fascia through positionings, like those, like a sideline release is a fascia release. That's why you hold it for so long. Fascia can be released through stretches if you give it at least 3 to 5 minutes. It's a very long type of stretch. And yoga actually even tackles this through yin yoga. If you've ever done a yin yoga session, you will sit in those positions to stretch for at least 3 minutes.
Yes.
And so as it unwinds, so you got some muscle unwinding, the fascia is letting it go, and now the body can open. And this is a body work thing. So you're taking these nurses and these doctors and these midwives who do not understand this because it's not what they were trained for. And I feel like there's a lack of communication between the body working world and the birth world, because this, I am learning things outside. I take fascia webinars. I go to fascia workshops. I do dissection labs. I learn everything about the body and different ways to release it, positional releasing, muscle energy technique, craniosacral therapy. All of that plays into how well the body functions during labor.
Yeah.
And so this is so important. Now, you don't have to become this body worker, but I've taken enough that in my training, I actually have like a 90-minute training of advanced fascia work for those who feel ready for that, because some people are just getting into birth. So you got to learn these basic things. I realize like I'm very advanced. So I also took over a decade to get to this point. So I remember being very new. Obviously, I remember not even knowing what myofascia was. So I try to bring it down to a very digestible way to intake this very, very important information, so nobody feels as though they have to become a body worker as well as a birth worker. However,
Right.
if you have the knowledge, then maybe you can refer people. So important to know who's in your community. know the type of work they do so you send your client or patient to the right person. We don't have to do this alone.
Exactly.
I do this across the country. I have looked for different types of soft tissue mobilization workers. So you've got structural integrators, Rolfers, osteopaths, and there's another one, I can't think of the name of it. There's different names for these similar modalities, but it really is fascia work. And I'm going to have to say it's not massage. Massages are nice, they're relaxing, but they're not fascia work. You
I
really have to
agree.
find fascia work. And since it's not so mainstream, so many people do not understand how to do this. So I know how to do it. I will Google. I've asked people I don't even know that maybe they've reached out to me on social media. I'm like, well, what city and state or what city? I do my best because if you're from a total another country, I may not be able to find that person for you, but I can go on to Rolfing Institute or Structural Integration and find like they have find a therapist and I'll find the country you're in and I'll see if there's something around where you live. I've done this like in Spain and I've done this in the US, I've done this in Canada because I
Wow, that's
want
great.
people to get this work done so they have such a like an easier birth. Like I know people don't really agree with the word easier and birth at the same time. Not everybody, but I do. I
Yeah,
absolutely
I mean, who doesn't want a smoother or, easier birth? Not necessarily faster, but
It, like it's
yeah.
just let the body do what it was designed to do.
Totally.
But the way you as an individual live your life, that makes the difference. If you are somebody who is too sedentary, the fascia network that is weaving through all your muscles and soft, like your ligaments and stuff, actually gets like very disorganized. And I don't have obviously a visual aid right now, but the disorganization of fascia creates restriction. And then the muscles cannot lengthen and shorten. And then think about what the muscles have to lengthen to allow the bones to move for the baby's passage through the birth canal.
Of course, yes.
And so if you're not getting that, then it's going to be tougher and longer.
Right. Yeah, that is beautiful. So you offer coaching, you offer training for birth workers, you have an app for birthing parents. So let's start with the app and then cover a little bit of the other ways that our listeners can touch base with you.
Hey, Alyssa here. I'm just popping in to tell you about our course called Becoming. Becoming a mother is your guide to a confident pregnancy and birth, all in a convenient 6-week online program. From birth plans to sleep training and everything in between, you'll gain the confidence and skills you need for a smooth transition to motherhood. You'll get live coaching calls with Kristen and myself, a bunch of expert videos, including chiropractic care, pelvic floor physical therapy, mental health experts, breastfeeding, and much more. You'll also get a private Facebook community with other mothers going through this at the same time as you to offer support and encouragement when you need it most. And then, of course, you'll also have direct email access to me and Kristen, in addition to the live coaching calls. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com or check it out at thebecomingcourse.com. We'd love to see you there.
So I am the things that I do, I'm very multifaceted because what I've learned along the way as a labor nurse, as a body worker, and I also studied with Bob Proctor for mindset work. And I believe like, there's a holistic approach to pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. And that's something that found me. So it's such a calling and feels like this is my purpose. This is why I'm here. So as I was learning, and now I get on social media and I'm trying to raise awareness about soft tissue body work. That's what I'm calling it because I don't want to box in. The only work you can get is this. Because say, for example, if I say, oh, the only work is Rolfing is not available in your area, then you're going to be stuck. So you got to know what is Rolfing. Rolfing is soft tissue mobilization. So that's how you would start opening the idea of like, okay, maybe we'll start here. If we can't start there, I'm going to look for a certain type of therapist for my body. And so I'm on social media, and TikTok is one of my bigger platforms. And I would get messages like, I'm in prodromal labor, and I'm, you know, I just started thinking like, I've got to figure out a way to help these people faster, right?
Right.
And one day I kind of just woke up and I was like, an app. I got to make an app. Everything's on an app. Like everything you, that's the first question we start to ask now. Is there an app for that? Is there an app for that?
Definitely. So
I saw this like make your own app, but the reviews were like, oh, you know, when it glitches, nobody's there to help me. And I said, okay,
oh, sure.
We cannot have laboring mothers on a glitchy app. So
no.
I found a wonderful developer, and we started creating the DLM app, which stands for Dysfunctional Labor Maneuvers. And I also was thinking about the app because there's limited access to getting some of the training. And I said, you know, sometimes you don't need the training. You just got to just do exactly as I say, and it'll work, right? So I said, but I could do that on an app with videos, because that's how I learn all the time. Like if I have to learn how to do something, I get on YouTube, and how to change a light bulb in my car, I get on YouTube.
Right.
And
same.
So I was like, I'm going to make an app. So originally the app is meant to have a parent option and a professional option. So right now the professional option is still in the mix. It's almost done though, but I wanted to get the parent
Exciting.
Side up. Yeah, the parent was a lot easier, but it's specifically for these moments of like uncertainty. If you're feeling a prodromal labor pattern, or if your early labor can be very confusing too, because it's irregular, but you feel contractions. And if you've just never felt this before, you don't know what to do. So you go on the app and you basically are asked a few questions. It's like what you would do when you go to triage. They would say, you know, when, like, how long are your contractions? Are they regular? And so it's a systematic questionnaire that brings you to the solution.
Yeah.
And
love it.
Very easy for parents. They don't have to know anything except, I would say, maybe how to read that, because it's not, I don't have a voiceover for the questionnaires, and it's in English, because as this app, it will grow. And I figure as the need starts, maybe there'll be some translation versions of it. I don't know, but it's in English. And so you will have to know how to read English. That's
beautiful. I mean, we're, as doulas, we're always referring different apps to our clients, whether it's a contraction timer or a registry app or
right.
Count the Kicks, whatever it might be.
And
so
this is for just women who are more than 38 weeks, because this work is so effective. I do not want any woman who is not full term, at least 38 weeks, to be doing this. If you feel contractions and you're not firm yet, you really should be going to the doctor, not hopping on an app to see if you could make the contractions feel better.
Good this, point, Mara. Yes.
Yeah. This app is for labor. It isn't for prenatal anything. And it's because there's nothing to help these families who are in difficult, challenging labor, maybe turned away from the hospital because their cervix isn't dilating, and they don't have a doula, and they don't have anybody who's savvy with labor or birth. Then this app, it's like having me in your pocket. And
right.
And I tried to think of every scenario that I could, and it's done out like by algorithm. So as you plug in your answers, the videos that will help you should pop up. That's all you need to do. Once you finish watching the videos, it gives you what to expect next, so that you know, okay, well, now that I did that, what do I do?
Right.
And so that was my way of trying to be there for every family, because that's one of the things. We can't be there for every family.
No, I mean, even if they could afford to hire you as a coach, you can only coach so many families at the same
Right.
time.
Yeah.
And, you can't really turn people away if they're at 38 weeks and they need you now. So this is a
Yeah.
great alternative.
And it was the professional side is it's much more complex. It's going to include triage scenarios. It's going to include epidurals. And even once you do we're calling them exercises, so we're not being complicated, because sometimes I'll say body work and people are like, what is that? So I was just
Right.
calling them exercises. And then after, then there's how to a good way to use the peanut ball, like very strategically. And so that's in the professional side. And I made the professional side, even though I have dysfunctional labor maneuvers is the course that I teach to professionals on the work that I have done over the last decade, and combining my body work and all the other things that I've learned about positioning and movement. And I have that option online. So you could take an online dysfunctional labor maneuvers workshop. And I do have some in person, but these in-person workshops, not everybody can get to. Some people have to work, or they have
Right.
families, or they live too far. And I said, like, we've got to make this accessible to every birth professional. So I put mine online for anybody who can't make an in-person workshop. I love in-person workshops. There's so many things that you get to that pop up that maybe wouldn't have popped up, in any other time. But
Sure, especially with hands-on work, it's
yeah,
so beneficial. Like, I
yeah.
couldn't imagine doing spinning babies, the 2-day training I took virtually. So.
Yeah, this is something, but it like teaching or learning it online. I think a lot of things changed during COVID. A lot of online training came, and out of
Absolutely.
necessity. And so I was like, you know what? Like, this might be second best to in person, but what if you didn't get any of it? You
Exactly. I
know?
mean, I taught my comfort measures for labor class virtually for 2 years. It
Yeah.
still helped couples.
Yes, exactly.
It's just
So,
different.
and then especially, I remember taking workshops, leaving, and going, I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
So having it online at like it's online, it's self-paced. So if you can't remember something, you can go back to your video lessons because you have
That's
access to the
beautiful,
lesson.
Mara.
But I realized how complimentary the app now is for the professionals, because if you took the online course and you do have the videos, are you not going to have time to pull them up in a labor?
Not at all.
You'll be
But an
like,
app is
what?
easy to look at quickly.
Yes. And so what I realized, and I remember this with the doula training, I said, being a nurse, taking doula training, I said, there's nothing for these doulas after they take their training. They have no preceptor. They're going in by
Right.
themselves. And I was like, that must be like so hard for a doula to go through, her first client, right?
Yes.
And so what I really felt like was like, it's going to be a preceptor, the app for professionals. If you took any kind of training, even if it was a spinning babies training, or even if it was my training, it doesn't matter, right? You've got the idea, but you can't remember when to use what, and you're trying to quickly think on your feet because some hospitals, they've got a little time clock ticking for some
Right,
people.
and you've tried everything and you're
And
exhausted, and it's like, what do I do now?
yeah,
The nurse and I have like strategized, we've tried everything. What's next?
And I've got these chat groups where people come in and say, I've got this, but not everybody's on their phone or responsive to
No.
it. So I was like, you know what? If you've never done this before and you just maybe took an in-person class, or you just took my online class, and now you're at your first birth, download the app. Use the app. Then everything that I teach, it's in the app. It's just going to be, I don't explain it. There's no like, let's talk about it. It is like, what is your signs and symptoms? Here's the videos. What do you got? Here's what you do. This isn't a place to learn theory. This is a place to do the action. And so that was what I felt like. I said, this is like a preceptor for them. That way, when they finish up any kind of training, when they go into with their first client or even with nurses, like you may be juggling two patients. You don't have time to jump on your computer or jump on your phone to go look something up and dig through all these videos of training when you can just go into the app and be like, I have this, 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 and this. What videos do I do? What
Love
do
it.
I do? And then
we are running out of time.
Oh, yes,
so why don't you give me your different social handles, your website, all of the different contact info that our listeners, whether they are a birth professional or a pregnant couple, so they can find you.
Yes, my website is simple, mariahadaifi.com. And the Facebook, Mariah Adaifi. I do have a group called Dysfunctional Labor Maneuvers that is private for birth professionals that you're welcome to join. And I do have a community chat, and that's where some people get on to say, hey, I have this going on. I've done this. Can somebody help? So we pop on and we help each other out in that. I'm on TikTok a lot as Empowered Birth Pregnancy, Instagram, Empowered_birth_pregnancy. Empowered Birth and Pregnancy is my company name. And then my email is coachingintoresults@mariahadaifi.com.
And Mariah, if they're searching to download your app, how do they find it in the App Store?
In the App Store, Android and iOS, DLM app. It's rose gold with DLM written on it. I have links, but since this is a podcast, I don't have the, I couldn't say them out right now, but I could send you the links if you wanted to put them in.
We transcribe our podcast into a blog, so you could send those to me, and then our listeners can check out the blog after as well.
But it's fairly easy to see in the App Store because of the color of the icon being rose gold. My team did a very beautiful job. I said, make it beautiful. That's what I told them.
Love it. Well, I can't wait to check it out. Any last minute gives a tip or two for
my biggest
our listeners?
My biggest tip, I'm going to say to birth professionals, is learn your community, find your soft tissue body workers, raise awareness to these families that it is an investment in yourself, in your pregnancy, in your birth outcome, to really take the soft tissue work as part of your prenatal care. And families, like, look for somebody in your area. You only have to go once or twice a month. It's not a consistent thing where you got to go every 2 or 3 days, but you know, chiropractic is good work too. But imagine how well your chiropractic can work if your soft tissues are beautifully just aligned and allowing that adjustment that a chiropractor would make. I think that is such a synergistic way to take care of your body in pregnancy.
Love it. Thank you so much, Mariah. And we'll have to have you on again. You have so much valuable information.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas. For more information about Gold Coast Doulas, visit us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Remember, these moments are golden.